Big brother, could I talk to you? It's really important. I'm sorry for disturbing you. I know you wanted to spend the first day of your leave alone, but you're the only one I could talk to about this. I don't think mother or father will take it very well. No. I'm not hurt. Well, not exactly. It's not very easy to explain. You really need to see it to understand. Just let me in. I just really want to talk to you. Promise me you won't freak out, though. It'll probably be a shock when you see what I look like. Okay. I'm coming in. Brace yourself, big brother. You promised you wouldn't freak out, big brother. Calm down. It's only me, I swear. Don't you recognize your sweet angel? Your little sis? Yes, I suppose I might look quite the opposite of a sweet angel right now, but... Hey, I warned you. At least you're a little calmer now. What happened to me? Well... It's an unusual story, big brother. I was retired to my chambers for the night, reading the book of military history you loaned me. It was super informative, even if exceptionally dry, when I heard a strange shimmering noise. I looked up from the book, only to see a terrifying demon standing before me. His skin and clothes, as black as the void, with eyes blazing like fire, a strange aura surrounded him. I tried getting up to run away, or even to call for help, but I couldn't move. I was trapped, pinned to my bed by an invisible hand. My mouth stuck shut. I was forced to listen to his diabolical words. He introduced himself as a demon of chaos, claiming to have been summoned to the world by the command of the Dark One. Finished with his duties, he was set to return to the underworld when the mood struck him to have some fun. He burst into my room, proclaiming his intent to torment me. Speaking ancient words of power, he afflicted me with his curse, transforming me into one of the foulest, most dangerous demons of all, a succubus. He then departed in a blaze of fire, but not before telling me that I might as well get used to this transformation, laughing all the while. Oh, big brother, what am I supposed to do? I cannot face mother and father, much less the town looking like this. What? Isn't it obvious? They'll all hate me, or fear me. With my skin all red, and these horns protruding from my ears? What am I? What? I have a tail? Ah! Oh my god. And this attire, I swear it would make a common slattern feel modest. My breasts and my ass, they've grown double in size, and the attire doesn't exactly conceal that change. What's with that strange look in your eye, brother? Your cheeks look so flushed. Oh? You think we should travel to your quarters in the capital? That there might be some book with knowledge there on how to fix my curse? Oh, I'm so happy I could just hug you. Stop squirming. You think there was something weird about a sister hugging her big brother from behind? Alright, let's get a move on then. It'd be best if we made it to the capital before dawn, to avoid any unwanted attention. Will you write a note for our parents, so that they know where we are? Honestly, it feels really nice to get to spend some time with you, big brother. You're always so busy in the capital. And you never stop at home for a talk. Too bad it's under these circumstances, though. At least I get to wear one of your cloaks again. They're always so comfy, and the trim is quite beautiful. It smells so nice, too. It's also the only thing that's covering me up properly. I'd be freezing to death in that sorry excuse for succubus clothing. Oh, I could see the capital just up ahead. Let's hurry. We don't want to linger. Wow. Your quarters are so spacious and pretty. Much nicer than back home. Why do you have so many books on demonology in your quarters? I thought you were studying archaeology right now. Oh, I see. With the Prince of Darkness defeated, the king wanted to redouble efforts in demon studies just in case. Sensible and quite convenient for our needs. Alright, let's get started. This book looks super lengthy. I'd rather get this over with. It's so warm in here. I think I'll take your cloak off. Much better. Don't worry, I'll only be dressed so revealingly for just a little longer. Once we figure this out, I'll be back to normal. You don't need to be so embarrassed, brother. After all, it's only natural for a succubus like me to dress like this. Anyway, moving on. Man, this book is so boring. There's way too much filler in demon hierarchies. When does it get to the juicy stuff? Oh, this section looks like it's getting quite interesting. A succubus is one of the oldest known races of demon. These solely female demons are known for their irresistible looks, graceful demeanor, and uncompromising desires. They sustain their life force with sexual energies of others. Interesting. What else does it say? While succubi can feed off of other demons, humans provide much more efficient and enjoyable food supply. Most succubi do not discriminate by sex, enjoying the fruits of both male and female encounters equally. Well, at least they're a forward-thinking bunch. What else? Succubi have long been celebrated in many cultures as agents of balance. They provide essential service, keeping the population peaceful and satisfied. Well, that's all the justification I need. Hey, big brother, how's your research going? Really? Well, you may have found a lead. That's great, brother. Let me come over to you. I want to show you what I've read, too. Big brother? What's with that funny look on your face? I look different. What do you mean by that? I'm the same sister you've always had. Just a bit redder and better. Huh? I'm acting unusual? Oh, don't be silly. There's no need to panic. You could feel it, can't you? You could feel my power reaching out to you, corrupting you, controlling you. Just let it in. And I'll promise you'll enjoy when you do. That neckline of yours looks so pretty, big brother. Although, that's not the only pretty thing here. You know, brother, it's quite funny, really. I came to you looking for help to get rid of this demon form, but now, I don't think I want to go back. I like being a succubus. I feel powerful, strong, like I could finally get what I want. I don't think you want me to go back either. It's good to see you acting so compliant. This will make things so much easier. Lie back on the bed, brother. Leave everything to me. Unbutton your breeches. Let me see what you're hiding in there. Oh my. Such a brilliant cock. Eagerly standing at attention for me. Let's not keep him waiting. It's time for the show to start. You taste delicious, brother. Just lie still and let me keep going. Feel my tight, wet mouth and bob up and down your shaft. I could feel you twitching. So beautifully. And that flushed look on your face makes you look so, so gorgeous. Feel me as I take you all the way to the back of my throat. The old me could never have done this with you, but I bet you're really glad this happened. Me deciding to make you feel so... so good, huh? I could see you eyeing my breasts, big brother. These cute little garments are really good at showing them off, isn't it? But now, they're just in the way. Much better, don't you agree? My breasts feel so much more comfortable out in the open. My cute little nipples are so hard, too. You can tell that I'm really enjoying this. Back to the fun part. Let me wrap my breasts around your hard shaft, brother. Oh, you jumped as I touched you. Don't be nervous, big brother. Gonna start pumping your shaft between my breasts. I can feel you throbbing so much. You're getting close, aren't you? Just let it all out. Cover my breasts in your cum, brother. Oh, yes, yes, please. It feels so warm, shooting out all over me. And it tastes incredible, too. I can feel it revitalizing me. Let me lick it all up. Still so hard for me, big brother. I'm really glad to see that. because it's time for the big event. Let's swap places. I made you feel incredible, and now it's my turn. Oh, God, lying down, seeing you leaning over me. Such an amazing sight. I'm so turned on, Big Brother. Can't you see all what I am? I'm dripping. And it's all for you. You're the only man I've ever loved, brother. And you've been such a good boy tonight. Lean in close. Kiss me. Before you take me. Wow. That was really nice. Your lips feel so tender and sweet against mine. But don't make me wait any longer, Big Brother. Take me. Take me. Amazing. Your hard cock. Pounding so deep inside me. Faster. Faster. Don't worry about hurting me, okay? I could take it. Your little sister could take it. I feel so small underneath you. But so safe. Thank you for taking care of me, Big Brother. I told you not to worry about hurting me. Actually, in fact, I want you to hurt me. Go on, Big Brother. I know you want to do it. I know you do. Yes. Yes, just like that. I need more. More. You can't see the redness against my skin, brother. I know that would turn you on even more. What? You want to feel my breasts, Big Brother? Well, of course you can. Tonight is all about us. Oh, my. I feel so good under your hands. Oh, and your mouth feels so good wrapped around my nipple. Just like that. Just like that. Fuck. Oh, yes. Bite me. Bite me. Fuck. Oh, I'm so sensitive right now, brother. I feel so good. Your mouth feels so good on me. Pinch my nipples. Bite them. Bite them. Oh, I'm yours. I'm yours. Fuck. 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 Brother. Brother. Your little sis is begging you, fucker. Claim me. Fuck. Fuck. I'm your little fuck toy. Oh God, I'm getting so close. I can feel you throbbing again. You must be getting close too, aren't you? Brother. Brother, I don't want you to hold back. I want you to let it out. I want to feel your cum shoot deep inside me. I'm so close, big brother. Come on. I want us to come together. Come in me, come in me. Come, come in me, come in me. I've ever felt. Thank you, big brother. We should do this again sometime, shouldn't we? It'll be even better then. My head was so feverish. But it's coming down now. I feel a lot better too, strangely enough. Oh my god. I raped you. Brother, did I? I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me, I swear. It was like a drug intoxicating me, making me want you. And I forced you to accept me. I brainwashed you, big brother. I took control of your mind and I made you do what I told you to do. I'm so sorry, big brother. I'm so sorry. No, you weren't brainwashed. But how could that be? I know what I did. I know what powers I used. How could you have resisted them? Oh, that necklace around your neck was a gift from the Prince of Darkness? And it lets you resist all forms of mind control magic? Figures. But then, why did you go along with me if you weren't under my spell? Why did you let this all happen? You thought I knew about the necklace's power? That was just role-playing. That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard, big brother. Oh my gosh. Though, it worked out in the end. So, I can't be too mad. Though, where do we go from here? What, you have something to tell me, big brother? You love me. That's so sweet, brother. You're really amazing, you know that, right? Of course I love you. I always have. You're the only person I've ever loved. You're so kind, sweet, and handsome. You're perfect for me. I just never had the courage to approach you about it until now. I guess I owe the demon one, huh? But what about mother and father? When they notice my absence, they'll come looking for me. And that letter you left them won't hold them back for long. You told them I'd be working as your apprentice now? I guess that's fitting. You being a scholar of demonology and all. Having to live with a willing specimen to study would definitely help. So, tell me, brother, what did you find that you were going to share with me? Really? A spell to glamour my old human form over my current body? That's perfect. I'm so excited. I get to live in the capital, wander the streets at night, work to help the kingdom, and most of all, I get to wake up every morning lying next to the man I cherish the most. That's you, big brother. I adore you. It's getting late, so I think we should go to bed now. I want you to be well rested for tomorrow. We'll have a busy day ahead of us.